In this short meditation, I want to ask two questions and see how we can answer those two questions. Why did Jesus do miracles? Why does Jesus do miracles even today? That's number one question. And number two question, after this miracle, Peter fell at the feet of Jesus and said, "I depart from me, I am a sinful man." Why did he react this way? Only two questions, we will finish it very quickly. Now, Jesus did many, many miracles. Not all of them are recorded. When you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 41 miracles of Jesus are recorded, including the resurrection. Now, let's ask this question, which gospel contains the most miracles? Which gospel? Any idea? Okay, Matthew has got 21. Mark and Luke has got 18. But when it comes to John, John has got only 7. You know, there are repetitions, but this is the way these miracles are recorded. Now let's ask this question again. Why did Jesus perform miracles? Today we saw the miracle of miraculous catch of fish. That's 2 boats full of fish. Why did Jesus do that? Did he do that to prove that he was somebody great? To show his power and strength? Is it to make others jealous of him? No, not at all, not at all. John tells us that his miracles are signposts, signboards. When you drive your car, you come to see the signs. These signs point you to a direction. You don't stand at the signboard, look at them, marvel at them. You move on as the sign directed you. These miracles are signposts. It has got message, underlying message. These signs point you to something. That's what John clearly says. So Jesus did these miracles so that message can be conveyed. What could be those messages? Yes, he is God indeed. No one can catch a large number of fish at that morning hours. God only can do it. Yes, what else? When God does his work, he does it in his style, God's style. 2 boats of fish. Miraculous. He is generous. God is generous. It's God's style. And when we look at this miracle, this also shows that God is mindful of our needs. He comes and helps us in our need. The entire night they struggled and they did not catch even single fish. Now, all of a sudden, they got 2 boats full of fish. Yes, there is a message in every miracle. We shouldn't be sitting and marvel at those miracles, and we have to follow that message. Even some more message is, even one more message is coming out of this miracle. Peter was overwhelmed. He himself knew that this is not an ordinary event. Jesus did not perform it just to show he is great. This has got some underlying message, and I am not worthy for that message. Therefore, He fell down at the feet of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." He himself knew that I am unworthy. You are still sitting in my boat. You are still sitting in my boat, and I cannot go with you like this. I am unworthy. Normally, when we see such kind of generosity, when we see such kind of pouring out, we like to have that person, right? Because that person, if you stays with you, you are going to get prosperity, you are going to get more and more and more. But that's not what the message out of that miracle. Peter understood it. Peter understood that this has got some message, and that message, I am not unworthy. So he said, "Depart from me, I am a sinful man." And Jesus responded saying that, "I have come to your boat. I have come to meet with you." And what Jesus is saying here is that my job is not to catch fish. My job is to catch people. I have come to do that, and I want you to come and join with me so that we all can go out into the world to catch people. Jesus said, "Come and follow me. Don't be worried. Don't be afraid. I am going to go with you, and you will make fishers. I will make you fishers of men." Now, can we do it all by ourselves? No, we need God, and God alone can help us in fishing men. When you look at God in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament, his only one purpose is to embrace all of us. God is always wanting to bring people to his side. That is his only mission. God sent his son Jesus so that through him we all can come and join with the Lord. And Jesus came to search for his people. And he says, "Come, Peter, join with me." And this, it ends very beautifully that these fishermen left everything and followed Jesus. They did not catch hold of those fish and saying that this is our life. No, no, no. They said, "We have got something beyond, something big, something that we could see in Jesus, so we are going to follow." They did only one thing, that is to follow Jesus. They did only one step. "I will follow you." Take the first step, and the rest becomes the history. 40 years ago, when I look back, the one step that I have done is, "Lord, I will do your work." When I look back the 40 years of journey, in 85 this has happened, it's all miracle, nothing else. I don't give any credit whatsoever to my strength. I could have done even more than what I have done so far. But that one step matters. The rest becomes history. Jesus is inviting all of us. He says, "I have come so that all can have life. Why don't you join with me so that others can be caught in his kingdom?" May the dear Lord bless us all. Amen.